Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 120 for Wednesday, October 26th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger Wednesday as gains in Chicago soybeans and ongoing Canadian production uncertainty provided support. Canola was up $3 to $6, the November contract up $3.70 at $510.70 per ton. Concerns over just how much of Canada's crop may be left unharvested due to adverse weather that continues to cause delays in parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan accounted for much of the day's strength. Chart-based buying was also supportive as nearby technical signals remain pointed higher. However, while soybeans in Chicago posted solid gains, losses in soy oil did put some pressure on values. Profit-taking at the highs and expectations for large U.S. soybean production also kept the gains in check. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher with the biggest gains in soybeans. Soybeans were up 7 to 19 cents, the November contract up 19 at 10.10 per bushel. Solid export demand was behind much of the strength in beans, with China continuing to make large purchases. Supportive chart signals contributed to the gains as prices climbed to fresh two-month highs. Midwestern rainfall may also be causing some harvest delays, which was supportive, but any delays will likely be minor and the large crop projections overall remained bearish in the background. Relatively favorable South American seeding weather was another factor, slowing the upward move. For corn, prices were up 3 to 5 cents, the December contract up 5 at $3.54 per bushel. The advances in soybeans provided spillover support for corn, while the rain-related harvest delays in the Midwest were also underpinning the futures. However, just as in beans, the large crop expectations overall put some pressure on values. Wheat prices, they were up 3 to 7 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 7 at $4.11 per bushel. Fund traders are still holding very large net short positions in Chicago, and we're buying back some of those positions today. Ideas that U.S. winter wheat acres will likely be down on the year were also supportive. However, ample world supplies and the fact that the U.S. continues to miss out on export opportunities did limit the gains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, October 26th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.